Welcome to show number 20 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by NorCalSportsShop.com. What is going on, everybody? Hopefully everybody's having a wonderful day out there. By the time you listen to it, it is probably 2009, so Happy New Year. Hopefully everything's going well. Hopefully you set some New Year's resolutions, and don't forget about your sports card collection. And maybe we'll give you some help today. Later on today, we are going to be talking about kind of some buy, sell, and holds that I have for some players, mainly basketball, mainly football. I didn't research baseball too much. I think that's still a little early. I don't follow baseball too closely outside the Giants and maybe some of the stuff going on in the National League. So maybe if you have your finger on the pulse a little bit more in baseball, you can make some better calls. But for my list, I'm going to shout out some values that I think, and maybe some guys that you should unload if you have some, and maybe some guys that you should hold, not think about really buying or selling. And if you happen to have some of their cards, just hold on to them for a while. So we'll shout that out in a little bit. We've got some news. We've got a ton of products that got released too. We'll get to that in a little bit. First thing is first, we're going to have a new contest. This is going to run till January 15th. 2009. So, new contest. This is how you enter. You send us an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Send us an email. You have up to three ways to get an entry. You can answer, how did you find us? How did you find, the Sports Card Show? Did you find us on iTunes? Did you hear about us through a friend or, you know, through a message board? Something like that. Tell us how you found us. Number two, what is your favorite part of the show? You know, do you like me babbling on about nothing? Do you like the products in the beginning? Do you like that it's all kind of clustered and we don't really have too many regular segments, but we're getting a little bit better at that. Let me know what your favorite part of the show or what your favorite show was. And the last one, real easy one, what's your favorite card in your collection? It could be maybe a series of cards, but try to narrow it down. What's your favorite card? So that's three ways you can get entered into our contest. Runs till January 15th, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Three ways to enter. This is what you're going to win. I got a fat stack of cards here we're going to give away. I'm going to run through them very quickly. Jerry Rice and Marvin Harrison, Donruss Elite, Back to the Future, 2007, serial numbered out of 800, pretty neat card. Hakeem Olajuwon. You know when it's old when it doesn't say Hakeem. This is like a 1990 Fleer All-Stars. Number three, Hakeem Olajuwon. Pretty neat card there. This is a nice card. I really like this. It looks like it's a 1994 Action Pack Marshall Faulk rookie card, number 122. I remember that card used to be huge. Still probably worth a little bit. This is a pretty neat card. 2007 Marshawn Lynch Topps rookie, number 302. That's probably worth a couple bucks. Brady Quinn, same set, 2000 Topps rookie card, number 287. Hey, you never know. Brady looked all right until he got hurt. Now for the baseball fans, we've got a Michael Bourne, 2007 Allen and Ginter mini black border rookie card. And there isn't a number on it because I think it's black bordered mini. Alex Rodriguez, 2007 Allen and Ginter mini, number 270. A Key Agawa 2007 Allen and Ginter rookie card mini, number 14. That's pretty neat. A Dick Perez sketch card from Allen and Ginter 2007, number 21. And a Derek Jeter Dick Perez sketch card, number 19. Now a pretty cool jersey card, dual jersey card of centers that used to be good. Ben Wallace and Brad Miller from All-Star Weekend. This card looks like it's 2003, 2004 Upper Deck. A Raymond Felton jersey card from Topps Full Court. Looks like it's 0607 and it's numbered out of 499. Pretty cool, like little orange jersey. It's not even mesh, it's pretty tight. A Terrell Suggs Bazooka Authentic Player Worn Pro Bowl jersey. So you know what that means when it says player worn, he put it on and took it off. But still, Terrell Suggs, pretty cool guy. Pretty neat jersey. It's actually some mesh and then there's like some color around it. I like that. And then here's another baseball card. This is a Mike Piazza standing O starring role, 2001 or 2000, actually 2003. It's a jersey piece. It might be from Japan. Pretty cool. Mike Piazza jersey card. Hey, this is flash to the past right here. A 1992-93, I think, Shaquille O'Neal Topps rookie card, number 362. That's probably worth a couple bucks. Here's maybe the most valuable card. I don't know. A Greg Oden rookie. I think it's Topps 52 style. I think that's what this called. It's card number 111. It says Topps 50th anniversary up at the top, but I'm pretty sure it's called Topps 52 style or something like that. 111, Greg Oden. That's probably worth maybe like $5 or $6 in the Beckett. Here's a card that may be worth something, a Spencer Hawes 2007-08 rookie card number 120 from Topps. Kind of a neat card. I like Spencer. If you don't watch the Kings, I don't blame you if you don't watch the Kings, but I like Spencer. He hustles a lot. He puts up pretty good numbers, and I don't think he starts. So keep an eye on Spencer. He has some cheaper autograph rookies. I mean, this Topps rookie isn't going to do you much, but Spencer has some decent rookie cards that don't sell for a whole bunch. Keep an eye out for those. Another card from the same set, 07-08 Jeff Green rookie, number 115. Pretty neat card. A Peja Stojakovic Bowman Chrome refractor, numbered out at 249. Looks like it's from 06-07. Pretty neat card. Peja's pretty good player. He's always looking like he should. This, when you get this card, you'll know what I'm saying. Peja cards always look the same. He's always shooting a jumper, and he always looks the same. This might even be a Photoshop jersey. I don't even know, but probably not. All his cards look pretty much the same, so that's Peja for you. Last card, pretty neat card. Looks like it's from 1999-2000, so going back a little bit. Jason Terry, Gold Reserve rookie card, serial numbered out of 3,500. That was when 3,500 was kind of rare. This card was probably worth a lot of money at one point. Still probably worth a little bit. Jason Terry's really good. He kind of fills it up. Good player. Plays pretty hard. So that's the contest. Remember, how'd you find us? Favorite part of the show, your favorite card, sportscardshow@gmail.com. If you win, you will get these cards shortly after January 15th. That's a whole fat stack of cards. That was like 20 cards. So get your email in, one email per person. And when you send me your email, you might as well just send me your address as well, if you feel comfortable with that. If you don't, obviously, if you win, I'll send you an email, and we'll work it out then. But after this, we're going to break it out really quickly. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of sports card news, a little bit of product news, what's coming out, what just came out kind of over the holidays, and that's coming at you after this.
There's a word, there's a one.
Welcome back. First thing is first, we're going to talk about a little bit of product news and things like that. We have a contest winner. A couple of shows ago, I mentioned that I wanted someone outside the North American continent, someone outside Canada, the United States, and Mexico, something like that, to email us. Because I know we had some, I see the downloads. We have people from China and Australia and Japan and all these different countries. So I wanted to know if we actually, are those real? Do we actually have those listeners? And yes, we do. Owen from Australia was the first to contact me. He said he likes, I think, the Detroit Tigers and the Detroit Lions. So he is going to receive a prize pack from me. I'm going to get to it by the end of this week, Owen. So I know we have a holiday, I think tomorrow or the next day. So it will be out in the mail by Friday or Saturday, and you should receive it shortly. And he even shouted us out on a forum. I actually checked it out. It looks like a lot of Australian collectors can gather there. So if you're from that area or kind of identify there, check it out, ozcardtrader.com.au. Pretty cool forum. Looked really active. mainly look like Australian locals. So if you're from around there, ozcardtrader.com.au. Really cool site. I love the logo at the top. I bet it took the dude like 5 minutes, but I love the little logo. If you visit the site, just visit it anyway. Really cool, very fast loading website, at least when I loaded it. And I love the logo at the top. Very nice website. Highly recommend it, especially if you're from Australia. So thanks, Owen, for contacting me. You'll be getting something very shortly. And for the rest of you, get in on this month's contest. We've already gone over it. Now on to some product news. First thing, just some general card news, some things I was just searching the forums and searching some articles, and I got to thank Trading Card Central. I don't know the members' names exactly, but if you go to that site, you'll learn some things, and basically I go there and kind of pick up on some things. But first thing you might not know about is the chromed card technology actually sets to expire early this coming year in 2009. And that's kind of interesting. I remember, I think it was 1996-97, the Kobe Bryant rookie cards were one of the first, if not the first, chrome cards. So I guess it's like about 10 years later, and those patents expire. And so other companies are going to be able to take advantage of this chrome, kind of the chrome name, I'm sure, and some of these other versions of their cards. So you'll see Upper Deck and Donruss and some of these other companies probably come out with like a Donruss chrome or like an Upper Deck chrome. So be on the lookout for that. It's kind of interesting. I bet the first year it'll be somewhat interesting if the companies do it right, if Upper Deck doesn't just outright copy Topps. And it'll be very interesting to see how Topps holds their market share. Obviously, they're the only game in town. If you liked Topps Chrome and that kind of product, they're not going to be the only game in town with that kind of product. So we'll see how it works out. But I found that very interesting. Another thing I found was basketball contender autographs. You might have found this out already, but it looks like they're going to do OJ Mayo, Michael Beasley, and what's the other kid named? Derrick Rose. Looks like at least those three are going to be in contenders football this year as an insert card. So that's nuts. The cards look really cool. You can go to Donruss.com and kind of see the previews of them. I didn't find out too much, but it appeared that they were going to be inserted in playoff contenders football. So check that out. Those cards are going to be sizzling, especially in football boxes, man. Those boxes usually move, and now you can get, I mean, OJ Mayos and stuff like that are selling for a lot of money, especially an interesting card like that. So found that very interesting. You should check it out if you're a b-ball fan, or if you're a football fan, might increase the value of those boxes. Now on to some extensive product releases. Strap on your seatbelt. Here we go. We got a ton of products to run through. We'll kind of mix them up. I don't know. We'll start with Topps Sterling Baseball. This came out the day before Christmas. Huge. All these boxes are going to be huge, like loaded up, because in December, I guess the companies think people have money or people were given these things as gifts. Some of these were released the week of Christmas. Some are released today or the next day. So keep an eye out on them. Super premium. Topps Sterling Baseball, 12 packs, 24 packs per box, $225 per box. Get your wallet out. And it appears that it's like player specific boxes, so they're going to have probably like Jeter and guys like that, anybody under the Topps lineup. Actually, not Jeter, he's Upper Deck. So anybody under the Topps lineup, which I think includes Mickey Mantle and like Babe Ruth and people like that. So check that out if you want to. DPL Prime Cuts, this stuff is absolutely sizzling. Apparently about $200 a box. Came out the day after Christmas. One pack, seven cards per pack. So one pack, seven cards, four memorabilias or autos numbered to $299 or less. This stuff is loaded. Tons of like different cuts and like, it's crazy, man. You should check this out if you're a fan of this stuff. I think it made its return this year. DLP Prime Cuts, decent value. Came out day after Christmas. Hook it up. Sweet Spot Baseball, one pack, eight cards. It's like the tin stuff. It's a 100-card set, so it's not a deep base card set. It came out a couple days before Christmas, 12/22. And we'll see. You should be able to pick up a 10 for less than 90. You might be able to get less than that. And this Sweet Spot tends to go down. I know former Sweet Spot tins tend to sell in the $40s and $50 range. So 95 or less, I don't know. You're going to get four memorabilia, one auto, and one auto rookie. So check the rookie lineup, because if it's one auto rookie per and the rookie lineup is kind of weak, those tins are going to go down. And if it's a really nice auto rookie lineup, then tins might stay in the $50 to $60 to $70 range. So check that out. Ultimate Collection, we've pimped the football on here. That comes out, that actually already came out a couple days before Christmas, 12/23. Baseball comes out 12/30. Which is today, or by the time you listen to it, yesterday. Mini boxes are about $80 per. So we've already gone over the football. Baseball is broken down very similar. $80 per. I'm guessing the price will hold somewhere in that ballpark, at least on the football. I'm not sure about the baseball. So check that out if you want to roll the dice on a little mini box for that. UD Premier Baseball. This stuff is loaded. Looks like it came out today, 12/30. It's $225 per box, one pack, seven cards. It's a straight gamble for $225. My guess is the price is going to come down probably to the $180 to $175 range. So I would wait until then. But look for singles, especially if you can't afford the $200. Look for singles. You're going to be able to find singles, really nice singles, probably in the $30 to $40 to $50 range. Especially right when it comes out, which is really good, especially for these one pack, like the DL, the DPL and the UD Premier. One pack, you're gambling for $200. So either wait for the price to drop, which I can imagine it probably will, at least on one, maybe not on DPL, but UD Premier probably will drop a little bit. And it's loaded. Not a bad. Now for the B-ball lovers, hardwood, Topps Hardwood Basketball. I don't know too much about this. You get two memorabilia, one autograph, or one memorabilia autograph kind of dual piece. Those are $75. Not too bad. Looks like 18 packs, 5 cards. So, yeah, you're not paying too much. $75. My guess is the price will be in that ballpark, and it might drop a little bit. A Topps product drops a little bit. Probably, you could probably get it for less than $70 for sure. If you look hard enough, you might be able to get less than $60 if time goes on. Bowman Sterling. I think this is baseball. I have BB. I'm pretty sure it's baseball. It comes out 12/31, which is probably the day you listen to it or shortly after. Six packs, five cards per pack. Every pack has one prospect, one rookie, one memorabilia or auto. Might be better than that. I just have this scribbled down here. Bowman Sterling baseball. We'll see how it goes. One numbered rookie and one numbered rookie box loader. That's $250 a box. Yeah, the box loaders are pretty cool in that. Bowman Sterling, really nice product. I encourage you to check it out. Looks like $250 a box. My guess, depending on the rookie lineup, probably going to hold at that level or somewhere in the $220 to $250 range. And if it drops below $200, it's a decent buy. Do not buy packs of this stuff off eBay. Only buy at a reputable store. Buy a box because you do get the box loader, and if you don't want to open the box loader, you can sell those on eBay usually for decent money. Search like Bowman Sterling like loader or box loader, and you should see some people selling those packs. I used to do the same thing with Finest Football. Used to break it down. I don't know if they're still doing it, but they used to break it down three mini boxes, and they used to have a box loader, and it used to be just like some Peyton Manning serial numbered card or something like that. I think baseball was like Alex Rodriguez. You used to be able to sell that little pack for like $10. And at the time, I was getting those boxes for about $60 wholesale, so it dropped the price to the mini boxes. I was getting three mini boxes for $50, and you normally could sell the mini boxes for $20 to $25, sometimes $30 to $35 each, depending on how the rookies were doing and things like that. So it's a really interesting thing. I was just buying a ton of those, pumped all the little mini packs on there that went from anywhere from $5 to $10, sometimes more, and it was a good way to do some business. So keep an eye out. If you're into selling, the mini box products, sometimes your best way to go. The Ultimate Collection, the Finest, the packs that get broken down in mini boxes, sometimes are the easiest way to make money. So I would check those out first if you're into selling. As a little side tangent, when we come back from this short break, we're going to be talking about buy, sell, hold going into the new year, some players just briefly. This is mainly just to spur your thought, you know, to spur the, you know, to spur the search, as I like to say. John from Illinois, we're going to bring back the segment Greatest Finds. He actually sent me an email a couple months ago outlining one of his or some of his greatest finds, and we're going to read that on the show at some point. But John from Illinois spurred the greatest finds, and I hope that this buy sell hold will at least spur you to say, hey, you know, Colin didn't mention this player, let me go check on him because I think he's next too. So hopefully this will spur some thought, maybe get you on the search for your next great find, and that will be after this.
Today I didn't even have to use my 8K. I gotta say it was a good day.
We are back, and we are going to be talking about some, basically some buy, sell, hold. I've only got football and basketball here, and it's a small list, but like I said, it's just to spur some thought, get the thought process in your mind. You guys know players and teams better than I do. You follow sports more closely than I do, so it'll be on you to make those decisions, especially in baseball. I don't have anything for baseball for you. But just think about it. Think about players. Even create a list if you want to. And that's basically what I did. Players that I want to buy. Players that if I had them in my collection, I would sell. And players that I would hold. Players that I'm neither really buying or selling. Unless it's at a really steep discount. And I'm only selling it if it's a huge premium. But at that point, they go from the hold status to either buy or sell. So let's start with football. I've only got a handful here. For the buys, I like two running backs. Chris Houston, I think is his name. He's the running back from Tennessee Titans. I really like his game. He's really explosive. I think he just got his feet wet this year. We'll see in the playoffs. It might turn into a sell for him, especially if you buy today. If the Titans make the playoffs, they're making the playoffs. If they make the Super Bowl or something like that, and he's a big part of it, that's going to be a sell at that point. But I like him right now because I think his cards are expensive, but I think there's still a little bit of upside there because, one, they're going to the playoffs, and two, I don't think we saw everything we could from this guy. I think he's going to be a future superstar running back, at least for a year or two. He's going to be a big fantasy draft pick, and that's big for cards. We'll talk about that on some show in the future. Marion Barber. Now that the Cowboys lost, we might lump some of the Cowboys all in this package because I know if you're a Cowboys fan, you're really disappointed at the Cowboys season. They had a rough year. I know they had some injuries and they had some things going on, but I still like the Cowboys in general because there's a lot of fans. And in 6 to 8 months, Cowboy fans are all going to be energized, and they're not going to give a crap. They're going to think their team's going to go to the Super Bowl again. So Marion Barber, Jason Witten, even Tony Romo, I don't know about T.O., he's getting kind of old, but maybe Roy Williams, who didn't show a whole bunch with the Cowboys, maybe he'll have an offseason to get ready and maybe step into some of the T.O.'s role that T.O. kind of seems to isolate. But I like some of the Cowboys only because fans are real depressed. They're probably a little bummed out. You probably have some people selling right now because they were hoping the Cowboys would go to the playoffs and they'd cash in then. But since they didn't, they know they'd have to wait another year, so they're just moving it out. So keep an eye on that. There's also tons of other teams that kind of fall in the same mold. So keep an eye on that if that's one of your favorite teams. A sell? I'm selling Matt Castle right now. And I don't know if this is going to be a great call or not, but whatever you get from Matt Castle right now, I kind of look at him as like a Matt Schaub and kind of these quarterbacks that are really sexy for 1 year. I think I could go quarterback in New England. This is probably a real big stretch, but I think I could go into New England and I could, for a whole game, if I didn't get hurt, which is unlikely, but if I didn't get hurt and I could take every snap in a football game, I think I could complete 5 passes with New England. I don't think I could do that, especially with the Bengals or any other team that really sucks. I would not be able to complete five passes. But, and that's the same way with Matt Castle. I really think he's a product of the system, and more than likely he's going to sign as a free agent elsewhere. You'll see a huge bump in his cards more than likely then, but why risk it? I mean, I'm just moving this guy now, especially if I just pulled it out of a pack. You can also wait. I guess it's a sell with a slight hold. You can wait because Matt Castle's more than likely is going to sign with another team. There's going to be some honeymoon period there. I would definitely sell then. If you don't sell then, you're crazy. Unless he goes to, like, I don't know, really top echelon team, but they're all set at quarterback at this point. So Matt Castle's going to go to a weak team. He's going to probably struggle next year. Sell, 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 sell. Hold on the football. Matt Castle's teammate, Tom Brady, don't sell. If you want to buy, go ahead. That's on you. But Tom Brady, definitely don't sell. He's going to have over a year, maybe about a year, I guess. A little less than a year. But Carson Palmer got a similar injury, maybe even more severe, in December. And he came back that following year from game one. Tom Brady got hurt in game one this season. So he's going to have a real long time to recover. Tom Brady's a pretty good guy. He doesn't really... You know, he doesn't move around the pocket a whole bunch, although he's very good at avoiding the rush. We'll see how he comes back, but I would be either holding or buying Tom Brady at this point, especially if Matt Castle blows it up. Then, you know, all the Patriots fans will be like, oh, Matt Castle, he's, you know, Tom Brady's Drew Bledsoe, and Matt Castle's the new Tom Brady. But if that's the case, then definitely get on the sidelines with some Tom Brady cards, but they are expensive, so you'll have to keep an eye out on that. Another one I'm holding, Brett Favre. Wait until he makes an announcement. If he makes an announcement that he's retiring, his cards might go up a little bit. If he announces he's coming back, I imagine they'll stay about the same. So I would hold. I would not sell at this point because you have a chance to. If he retires, I think you might see a small bump, especially that week of. Now on to basketball. All our basketball lovers. I think we have quite a few people that listen to us for basketball. So here you go. Here's my buy list for basketball and my number one buy out of every sport. Even if I research baseball, I still think this would be my number one buy is in basketball. So let me get my things right. I've got all these papers. I've got like 20 papers in front of me with all this. So that's how I do. I just scribble a bunch of things down. So I'm organized. Michael Jordan, number one, not my number one buy, but he's the first guy I'm going to mention. Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson, I might as well lump them into the same vein. People don't have a lot of money right now, so Michael Jordan stuff is typically very expensive. Autographs are very expensive to go. You know, you have to unload lots of money to get a Michael Jordan autograph, but these days, not so much. So because people don't want to spend $300-$400 on Michael Jordan cards. So if you search Michael Jordan autographs, some of the high-end stuff, anything autographed or jersey, Michael Jordan is high-end because it is a legend. So get there, get on there and get something, man. There's some cheap prices, especially if you have some money to spend. Don't do it if you don't have the money and you're having trouble as it is paying bills. Don't do it. But if you have money to spend and your budget's cool and you really haven't been affected by the downturn in the economy, Michael Jordan is a really safe bet because, you know, when the economy turns back around, people have extra money, people feeling good, a lot of people have jobs. Yeah, that's one of the first things people will go back into, especially if they had to sell it. I saw so many stories. I plan to keep this card my whole life, blah, 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 blah. Now I'm selling it because I don't have any money. So you see a lot of stories like that, especially on eBay, especially around anywhere. So keep an eye out on those. Magic Johnson's kind of the same way. Kind of an up-and-coming basketball player. You're going to hear about him at the dunk contest, and I'm sure you already know. Nate Robinson, just go look at his last couple games. This guy fills it up. And what I love about basketball is it's a sport where a guy can get his. You know, Nate Robinson can go out. He doesn't necessarily have to pass the ball. He can shoot the ball almost any time he wants. Whereas in football, T.O. has to have the ball passed to him. He has to have someone block for him. He has to have Tony Romo throwing the ball. Nate Robinson can just get the ball and shoot it. So I like Nate Robinson. He gets his, plays some decent minutes. We'll see how they hold up in New York. There's some point guard competition there. But he has been getting more minutes recently. And I think if he wins the dunk contest or does really well in the dunk contest, you'll see a jump in his card. So Nate Robinson, some of his stuff was really cheap. Nate Robinson, I really like his game, especially if he was on a different team. If he was on the Lakers right now or the Celtics, I mean, no offense to Rajon Rondo, but I think Nate Robinson is a really explosive player. I know Rondo is, that's a really tough name to say, so I'm just going to call him Rondo. Rondo is a really good player, but I think Nate Robinson has that kind of star quality about him. So if he gets moved to a different team, and maybe if he wins a dunk contest, you'll hear a lot about him. I'm going to save my number one buy. I'm going to save it. I'm going to tell you about it myself. I'm selling all hot rookies. OJ Mayo, everybody. I love OJ Mayo. He's kind of like the same as Nate Robinson. He gets his. He just fills it up. He doesn't give a crap. I mean, he's good, and he shoots, and that's good for a team that he's on. So, but I'm selling. I'm just getting rid of it because all rookies tend to be real hot their first year, and you can buy them later at a lower price. So if I pull one out of the pack, I'm moving it for, if I can get $150, $200, some of these cards are selling for a lot of money, I'm moving it, just cashing out, just, you know, getting my money. I don't care what happens because I know it may go up a little bit, but I also know a year later there's going to be a new crop of rookies. Everybody's going to be focused on them. No one's going to give a crap about them anymore, so you'll be able to jump back in later. You can see my next two examples, my holds, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. I consider them holds because you can see the same thing. LeBron James, exquisite rookies were like $10,000. Now you could have them for, you know, I think a few thousand. So, and LeBron James is doing better than he ever has. He's having probably his best year ever. So, cards don't make any sense that way. So keep that in mind. And LeBron James and Dwayne Wade will make sense, though, if they keep playing the way they are and they don't get hurt, especially in Wade's case. But especially in LeBron's case, you don't want to see him getting hurt. He's on pace to break a ton of records. And if he doesn't get hurt, plays a lot of games, this guy's cards are going to be worth a ton of money. I mean, especially if he wins titles. I mean, LeBron James, he's more on a buy right now, but I don't consider his stuff very affordable. But if you can't afford LeBron James, especially high-end stuff, especially the stuff in the like the 500, 600, 700, up into the thousands, buy on LeBron. I don't know about Wade. He's more of a hold. I would wait until see how his body holds up. Now onto my number one buy. I love this buy. If you are a high-end collector and you don't have any of this stuff, I strongly recommend you getting into this player. If you're a medium collector, you're going to be able to buy a very nice card. I'll talk about it in a second. You're going to be able to buy a very nice card of him. And if you're a young kid or kind of a low-budget guy, especially like me, I'm never spending more than $10 on a card. You know, I try to keep it real low. But I'm thinking about bumping up my game a little bit, maybe purchasing one of these cards. I'll talk about it in a minute. My number one guy comes out of basketball, Dwight Howard. Same vein as Nate Robinson. He's going to be in the dunk contest. He's going to be the biggest guy in the contest. More than likely, he's the favorite. I really love this guy's game. He's explosive. He's in the East. There's not a whole lot of guys that can guard him. He's filling it up. He's had a few injury problems this year, so you got to keep an eye on that. But he's really young. I still only think he's like 21, 22 years old. He's really young. Came out of high school. His exquisite rookie, if you're a baller, comes out of 04-05, exquisite. It's $2,000 plus, but this card was way higher than that, and I don't imagine it dropping too much lower unless something happens to Dwight injury-wise or off-the-court-wise. $2,000, I would consider a very strong investment. You can get insert autos from his rookie year for less than $65. Take a look at those. I don't consider those huge buys. I don't consider them to go up over $100 unless he's contending in the finals, which you never know. The Magic are really good. They're very talented. If they stay healthy and teams like the Celtics and maybe even Cleveland run into injury problems and maybe Detroit, you're going to see the Magic move up as a favorite. So we'll see what happens. Insert autos, I don't see them going up too high. They're not going to go up in the $200 range, but you can scoop one for less than $65 from his rookie year. If you're super low budget, 04-05 Topps Chrome number 166, you can have for less than, you know, $3-$4 on eBay. Get a couple of those cards. If he's in the finals or if he's making a playoff push, those are going to be $6, $7, $8 cards. I like those just for the long-term value of Dwight Howard. My number one buy, almost anybody can afford this card, especially if you have a job. SP Authentic Rookie, numbered out of 999. I know there's a lot of them, 999, but that's what makes it affordable. And I do believe this is an on-card autograph. It is $90 to $115. You can even get PSA and BGS graded ones for in that price range. So for maybe less than $100 and no more than about $115, $120, $125, you can pick up an on-card autograph rookie of one of the best players that really doesn't get noticed a whole lot outside LeBron and Dwayne and Kobe and Kevin Garnett and those kind of players. Dwight Howard's still really young, and he's a beast. His body could develop into something huge. We saw Shaq when Shaq was young. Go look at rookie pictures of Shaq. If you win this month's contest, you're going to be getting a rookie card of Shaq. You'll see how much slimmer Shaq is. I don't think Dwight Howard is going to become the huge beast that Shaq was. I don't mean to compare the two, but I do believe that Dwight Howard is going to be one of, if not one of the top five centers of all time, because if he stays healthy, he's going to put up huge numbers because he's going to play close to 20 years. I love his SP Authentic Rookie under $100 especially. I don't think it's going to go much lower than that. We are at a tough time with our economy. Card prices aren't going to drop too much more unless we see some crazy things happen outside of a terrorist attack or something very outside normal happens. We should be good to go. Things should kind of be floating along the way we're going. We're going to have some bad news. People are going to keep losing jobs. But eventually it's going to turn around. We're just not going to go in the tubes for years. So I don't think card prices are going to slip too much. Dwight Howard, my number one buy. Now after this, hopefully you enjoyed that segment. After this, it's show number 20. And as our friend Ezra from Utah reminded me, Barry Sanders, one of the greatest football players, one of the greatest athletes of all time, wore the number 20, and we'll be talking about him after this.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind, I've been a fool. To open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule.
And it is Barry Sanders time. He wore number 20. Again, Ezra, thanks for the email. Reminded me that this great legend wore that number. We're going to be talking about Barry. You know, I was a young kid when Barry was popping it off. I collected a lot of... It was always huge to pull a Barry Sanders card. His cards have fallen a little bit because he was in that era where cards exploded, probably were way overvalued, similar to a lot of things like homes we're seeing today. Yeah, homes were being bought for $400,000 and $500,000, but that was an inflated value as we're seeing today. Those homes were not worth that much money. And we might be seeing today some deflated values in homes, and I think you kind of see the same way in cards. Maybe not necessarily with Barry Sanders. He's like a high-end home. He's like buying a home in a really exclusive neighborhood, on the golf course, at the country club, on a lake. Those home values, yes, they have dropped considerably, but they probably haven't dropped as much as some of these middle-class homes in California were selling for $220,000, $300,000. Now they're worth less than $90,000. So Barry Sanders is definitely not in that vein. He's the house out in the country club because Barry Sanders was the best running back I've ever seen. I've never seen a better running back ever. I don't care that he didn't catch the ball a whole bunch out of the backfield because he didn't need to. You just handed him the ball. Why risk the ball being in the air? Just hand Barry the ball. This guy was amazing. There's anybody that gets compared to Barry Sanders, that's a joke. Don't listen to any of these guys say, oh, LT is like Barry Sanders, or Adrian Peterson is like Barry Sanders, or like Darren McFadden. None of these guys are even close. Barry Sanders was on a completely different level. If Barry Sanders was in the NFL today, I believe he probably would be doing even better than he did, because there's all these penalties and all these kind of things that have kind of evolved into, you know, football is not even necessarily a running game anymore. And the only thing that could have helped Barry Sanders out even more, no offense to any Lions fans, the Lions actually had a really good run. I think they got to the championship game at least once with Barry. Great teams. They had great teams, great defenses, average with average quarterbacks, but mainly riding the back of Barry. They made it a long way, but if Barry Sanders was on the New York Giants, the San Francisco 49ers, the Green Bay Packers, or the Dallas Cowboys, just trade him and Emmitt Smith, and Barry Sanders would have the record. Barry Sanders would have like four or five Super Bowls, and his cards would be more untouchable than Emmitt's were, because Barry was even that. And no offense to Emmitt, I think Emmitt was a great runner, but he benefited from some of the best offensive lines of all time, a great quarterback, great wide receivers, great defenses. Same with the Niners running backs. If he was in San Francisco with Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, Barry Sanders would have been ridiculous. I mean, it's unbelievable that his prices are where they're at today, and it's only a testament to how great he was, and it's only a testament to how much room I think there is to go in Barry Sanders, because over time we forget if they won a Super Bowl or not, or if they played on a great team or not. We only remember the man, and we only see the highlights, and Barry Sanders has got highlights that will last, you know, years. So helmets, full-size helmets. And then I don't think Barry Sanders is not very frugal with the pen. So you will not see too many. I don't think he's ever signed. I may be mistaken, but I don't think he signed for UDA. So you can't get UDA pieces. At least I didn't see any on the web. Mini helmets are going to run you less than $75. That's a decent pickup. Watch your COAs on these things, because like I said, Barry Sanders is not very frugal with the pen. He hasn't really signed too many deals. So a PSA DNA is probably the way to go. The one card I really love, UD Icons came out. I think we talked about it on the show. They came out with like a bunch of Lettermans, and some of them are autographed. You can get a Barry Sanders, looks like, for less than $100. Love the look of the card. Love that it's a Letterman piece. Love that he signs it. That's sick. Barry Sanders, like I said, does not sign very often. I guess since he's signing for Upper Deck Icons, he probably does have some UDA pieces. I bet they're pricey. So you want to check upperdeck.com and things like that for those. Other autos, other outside the icons are in the 100 to 150 range, maybe sub 100. Nothing sub 80 or sub 75 unless you're very lucky on Barry Sanders. Any certificate, any major issue card is going to run you probably $100, but I think it's pretty well bought, especially if it's on card. Now on to a little bit more affordable stuff. His most recognizable card is the 1989 Score rookie card number 257 with the green border. You can get it from anywhere from $12 to $25 ungraded. A BGS9 sold for $46 with 23 bids on December 27th. 23 bids. That just shows you the kind of interest a BGS9 has. But $46, that's not that much. And PSA9 sold for $40 with a best offer on December 24th. So it looks like you can scoop a PSA or a BGS9 less than $50. I strongly recommend a PSA 9 is $40, a BGS 9 is $46. That's six extra dollars. This is without shipping, but that extra $4 or $5 that's going to go a long ways. Just get the BGS 9, and a BGS 8.5 sold for $15.50 without shipping on December 28th. So a day after a BGS 9 sold for $46, an 8.5 sold for $15.50. Shows you the big difference between that 8.5 and that 9. So a big like $30 difference, more than a $30 difference between one half of a grade. So if you're really on a tight budget, or if you want to really go for value, scoop a BGS 8.5 for less than $15, $20 shipped. That's a deal right there. So I'd keep an eye out on for that. So that's Barry Sanders for you. Hopefully you've enjoyed the show. It's been a long one, so hopefully you enjoyed it. Enter our contest, sports, SPORTSCARD, howdidyoufindus@gmail.com. Send me an email. Remember, it's how did you find us? That gets you one entry. Your favorite part of the show or your favorite show, one of the two, gets you another point. And your favorite card or, you know, your favorite set, whatever it might be, narrow it down for me. Let me know. You get three entries if you answer all three questions, and you get a fatty stack of cards. And this goes to anybody. If you're in Australia, if you're in Europe, if you're in Canada, wherever you are, I will mail these to you for free to your doorstep. That is a huge value. I don't know what the value of this card, but we have a Shaq rookie, we have Marshawn Lynch, we have Brady Quinn, we've got jersey cards. This is a good set. We've got some Allen and Ginter minis. So quite a bit to choose from there. That's at least, if you bought it on eBay, at least $10, $15, $20 worth of cards. Maybe more with shipping. So enter the contest. Hopefully you all had a wonderful day. Hopefully you all have a wonderful new year. That wraps it up for today. Check our website, NorCalSportsShop.com. Enter the discount code SHOW, and you'll get at least 10% off. You might get more. I don't know. I haven't updated the site recently. I've been focused on some other projects, but I will shortly get to that. And as a side note, we actually may have advertisers on this show at some point. We'll see how it goes. I don't want to say too much about it. I don't want to jinx it, but I have a friend that does some marketing for a couple big companies, and he didn't guarantee me anything big. Not a huge amount of money, but, you know, a lot of people email me and they say, you know, I like your show. I hope you can keep doing it. You know, a lot of podcasts start and then they stop. I know Beckett had some that kind of stopped for a while. And it's mainly because I bet they start them to think they're going to make some money or they're at least going to break even. And that's not the case. I didn't start this podcast to make a dime. I actually started it knowing full well I was going to lose money. And I probably, in the couple months I've done it, I've spent at least $200 on this podcast, and I'm guessing for a whole year it's going to cost me anywhere between $300 and $400 to do this podcast, and I don't expect to get any of that back. And again, like I said, I did not start this podcast to make a dime. I started it literally to probably lose money and hopefully maybe entertain some of you guys, maybe spur some interest in the sports card world, and maybe spur some of your card collections maybe to that next level, because I've been there. I feel like I've been a young collector to, you know, an average collector to an upper echelon collector, although I don't have the budget for it. I feel with the budget I do have, I make the most out of my money. So that's the reason why I started this podcast. But if we have advertising on the show, that's just like, that's gravy. And it all hedges on me doing the shows regularly and starting a website. Doing the shows regularly actually is the easy part. Starting the website's going to be difficult, but we're going to get that going hopefully sometime shortly in this new year. We'll be having a new website, and when that happens, we quite possibly could be having some advertisers advertise on our show, and we'll see how it goes from there. But until then, hopefully you all have a wonderful new year. I will see you, and you will hear from me shortly. Talk to you later. Good luck with your collections. I'm out of here.